I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. government officials are scrambling to gather more information about the South Korean president's unexpected declaration of martial law Tuesday, accusing his political opposition of anti-state activities. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, reports from Washington.
It was not only the people of South Korea caught by surprise when President Yoon Suk-yeol made a late-night declaration of emergency martial law, a move opposed not only by opposition politicians there, but the leader of the president's own party. Officials here in Washington are seeking to clarify the confusing situation. The Biden administration is in contact with Republic of Korea officials and is monitoring the situation closely, a White House National Security Council spokesperson tells VOA News. President Joe Biden is traveling in Angola. The United States maintains about 25,000 military personnel in South Korea. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Brussels Tuesday, where he's attending his final NATO ministerial meeting as the top U.S. diplomat. Speaking to reporters ahead of the meeting, Blinken said this is a vital moment for the NATO alliance to ensure it is ready for the year ahead amid Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine and other threats.
I think what people need to remain focused on is this. The reason so many countries are invested in this alliance, the reason that new countries, Finland and Sweden, have joined the alliance. The reason the alliance is stronger than ever is because we all know it's the best guarantee against war, the best means to prevent conflict, the best means to ensure our collective security.
Blinken added he shared concerns voiced by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding Ukraine's current situation on the battlefield. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has begun a long-awaited visit to the West African nation of Angola, where he is the first sitting U.S. president to visit. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
President Joe Biden is using the first visit to Angola by a U.S. president to promote Washington's investments in the sub-Saharan African nation and see a slavery museum, where he'll acknowledge the trafficking of humans that once linked the nation's economies. After an official arrival ceremony at the presidential palace in Luanda, Biden told Angola's president that the United States is all in on Africa. The visit is meant to counter China's influence on the African continent of over 1.4 billion people by showcasing a U.S. commitment of $3 billion for a key railway redevelopment. But China has announced its own move. I'm Karen Shamas.
China, which already has heavy investments in mining and processing African minerals, announced Tuesday it is banning exports to the United States of key minerals and other raw materials used in high tech. France's finance minister Antoine Armand said Tuesday the nation is at a critical juncture due to uncertainty over the country's budget and the future of the government. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
Expectations that French Prime Minister Michel Barnier's government will collapse this week kept investors on high alert on Tuesday. Barnier's budget seeks to rein in the Eurozone's second biggest economy's spiraling public deficit through $62.9 billion of tax hikes and spending cuts. He's expected to face no confidence motions on Wednesday or possibly Thursday. The country's finance minister, Antoine Armand, told a French television station that politicians had a responsibility not to plunge the country into uncertainty. The vote could lead to the first French government to be forced out by a no-confidence vote since 1962. The budget has been strongly opposed by politicians on both the left and far right. Collectively, they have enough votes to topple Barnier.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reporting. The U.S. space agency NASA's Perseverance rover has been on the surface of Mars for more than 3 years now, remotely studying rocks in the Jezero crater, and is now approaching the crater's rim. Purdue University planetary science professor Brianne Horgan is a tactical science lead with NASA's Perseverance rover mission. She said the rover's new location will allow the rover to examine rocks that used to be far below the surface of Mars, but were thrown to the rim when whatever made the crater hit the planet.
We're really excited about the crater rim because crater rims are a great place to access rocks that were deep, deep underground and have now been lifted up. On Mars, that's really important because it's lifting up really ancient crust, some of the first rocks that ever formed on Mars.
The rover has been collecting rocks on Mars for potential pickup by a future mission that would bring them to Earth for detailed study. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.